Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we are live 7 days a week. It's Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays. We're back live, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Indeed, it is Jim Valley, the effing king of recovery, 6-0 against death. Back because of the fans. Lots of finals last night. Very solid wrestling last night at ROH Final Battle, including, I think, something of an upset. New tag team debuts in TNA and a new champ crowned Final Resolution. And SmackDown had a lot of developments, including a match to decide John Cena's final opponent, including some interesting stats on the last time John Cena tapped out in a match and the very few times that he did. Got Arena Mexico, Collision tonight. Some thoughts and stuff about Dynamite when I was there live in Nashville. And so much more. But also I want to apologize. I was supposed to have a recorded show when I was gone. But unfortunately my guests ghosted me. So I was unable to do that. But we're back live this week with so much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go, and you'll never shine if you don't glow. We do not have glow, but we do have NXT Deadline tonight with the Women's and Men's Iron Survivor Challenge. You know, I gotta say, last year the Iron Survivor was a new match, and it turned out to be a pretty good creation. So I'm looking forward to this year's Iron Survivor, plus SmackDown last night. New stakes added to the NXT Championship match tonight. Talk about that and more. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Stu Valley, it's Wrestling Observer Live, and I'm wearing my new Mickey Mouse, a little crooked there, Christmas hat. It was given to me by Ashley and Scott Fishman, the pro wrestling writer, did stuff for TV Insider. Also has had articles and features published in Pro Wrestling Illustrated, and among other places. By the way, Scott is doing a raffle right now for an autographed copy, personally autographed, by Natty Neidhart, her new book. And all the money goes to the YMCA of Central Florida. Every penny. You can find it on his X handle at SM Fishman. I'll share it. I just shared it on my social too, on Blue Sky. But I believe you can get it personally autographed. Not just, you know, say to Bob. You know, I'm not signing your 25 Funko Pops in the airport. Love Natalia. Something like that. Anyway, it's signed. Great gift for the holidays if you got a wrestling fan on your list. And right now, no one has bid. So you can be the first bid and maybe walk away with a great deal on an autographed holiday gift. Also, I want to mention that Nature Boy Paul Lee is a veteran wrestler. He's been around, he said, like, 44 years, long time in wrestling. But I've met him before at Cauliflower Alley. He wrestles all throughout the South. And his son, Peyton, who I believe is in his 20s, is blind. Peyton, about 10 months ago or so, needed a kidney. Now, if you don't know, to get in line for a kidney transplant, you got to qualify with your doctor, the surgical team, but then you kind of get in line. And kidney transplants are divided up into regions of the United States, and different regions take different times, different amounts of time, depending on, you know, number of doctors, number of people, populations, things like that. But Peyton's region is going to take 8 years for him to wait for a donor. So to speed things up for his son and help him live, Paul Lee did a kidney swap. Now, Paul isn't a match for his son, Peyton. What that means is Paul donated his kidney, which is a match for someone else. And in return, someone who's a match for Peyton donated their kidney to him. Now, like I said, I've spoken to Paul a few times over the years. We see him at Cauliflower Alley Club. He's always fine. He's fun. He's kind of a character. He wrestled a fun match a couple years ago against Santana Jackson, the Michael Jackson impersonator, which was a lot of fun. Really fun match, really great match. But anyway, his wife Tanya reached out to me a few months ago because she knew about my kidney journey and she wanted to ask me a few questions. And unfortunately, because of some dealing with some health issues, Peyton, we were unable to connect, but by coincidence, we were both at Dollywood Theme Park in Pigeon Forge last week. And my wife spotted Paul, and we got to meet in person. It was a very interesting story. She was talking to Tanya. The doctor told Paul that if he donated a kidney, he probably wouldn't be able to wrestle again. Paul, you know, has got his priorities in straight, more than willing to take that risk for his son in order to save his son's life. But it turns out that Paul, after, you know, 44 years of wrestling, has so much scar tissue from wrestling and beating down on his back and such that his lone kidney has more than enough protection from all the scar tissue. And I guess Paul can not only keep wrestling, but to cut through all the scar tissue to harvest Paul's donated kidney, it took extra time because it was so hard to get through. So Paul, I mean, what a hero to do that for his son. So next time you see Paul Lee, think about that. Peyton, got to meet him. He's a bright, funny young man. And most kidney transplant patients name their kidney. And I'm so jealous because Peyton came up with a great name for his kidney. You ready? Peyton's kidney is Kidney Omega. How great is that? Kidney Omega. Ring of Honor, final battle, Friday night. Before we get into the results, I want to mention that after the event, since everyone's still talking about this, at the media scrum, the third question, not the first, third. Oh, media. Anyway, someone finally asked him about Netflix apparently winning the bidding war for Warner Brothers Discovery. And Tony Khan says, and I tend to agree with him, it's too early to comment. Just don't know what the future holds. But Tony did stress that he has a great relationship with Warner Brothers Discovery, continually saying that there was still a lot of time on their deals with TBS, TNT, and HBO Max. Called David Zaslav, the guy who made the sale, a friend of AEW, and says he's excited about the future. He says that in regards to all the publicly known bidders from Warner Brothers Discovery, including Netflix, Paramount, Comcast, he has great relationships with all of them via his NFL dealings. But he did say that there's over 2 years on their deals with Warner Brothers Discovery. So sounds like at least he's confident for the next few years. Tonight, Collision, Ricochet defends his national title. Also, Mercedes Moné versus Layla Gray for the TBS title. That was made after final battle last night. Continental Classic Blue League, Claudio Castagnoli, who's leading with 6 points, takes on Mascara Dorada, who has 0 points. Blue League, John Moxley, who has 3 points, takes on Takeshita, who has 0 points. And Blue League, Orange Cassidy, who has 0 points, takes on Roderick Strong, who also has 0 points. Plus, Swerve will appear. Last night, final battle, a lot of solid wrestling all night long, and we'll get into some of it. But I've got to talk about the big news. Boy, that Mercedes Moné, that Mercedes Hogan, always getting her way. Stupid. It was an upset, and I'm not sure many people saw it coming. Red Velvet regained her ROH TV title that she never lost by beating Mercedes Moné. And Mercedes Moné went into shock. And I think a lot of people are expecting her now to go into a nosedive. A lot of people looking forward to that. So we'll see. See how that goes. Another title change. Sammy Guevara, Beast Mortos, representing LFI, beat Tom Billington and Adam Priest. When Mortos pinned Priest after a moonsault and interference from HSM. So, and then the first ever ROH Pure Women's Champion crowned as Deonna Purrazzo defeated Billy Starks by submission after Starks had used all of her rope breaks. In the 0 hour, Outrunners defeated the premier athletes, Ace Austin, who I thought looked great, Lee Johnson also looked great, but Austin beat Lee Johnson with the fold. And I don't mean it's just me, but Ace Austin looked a little, looked a little more put together than, looks a little scruffy sometimes on TNA. So I thought it was a better look. The optics were better, I thought, for Ace Austin. So good for him. Wheeler Yuta, Daniel Garcia defeated the Grizzled Young Veterans. And as I mentioned, the main pay-per-view, Deonna Purrazzo captured the first ever Women's Pure Championship over Billy Starks. 30-minute Iron Man match. Very good match. Lee Moriarty defeated Nigel McGuinness. It's tied at 4-4. Nigel came back to tie it up right at the very, very end. And then in sudden death overtime, the cradle, Lee Moriarty defeated Nigel McGuinness. So they were doing an exchange of roll-ups. Moriarty trapped Nigel for the pin. And afterwards, Nigel, who wore the pure title in the ring, gave his classic pure title to Moriarty. Talk about more coming up. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Daly, it's Wrestling Observer Live. ROH Final Battle last night. As I mentioned earlier, the surprise of the night, ROH World TV Championship, Red Velvet defeated Mercedes Moné to win the title. I mean, I thought Velvet looked great, probably the best she's looked in a match. And, you know, Mercedes, I can't believe all these people are, you know, like I mentioned before, people just have a hard on for Mercedes. And, you know, she made Velvet look great. Toward the end, Mercedes countered Velvet into the statement maker submission. And Velvet used the ropes, pushed off with her feet, roll over on top for a counter pin to win. I mean, come on. And then obviously, we'll see what happens with Mercedes tonight as she faces Layla Gray for the TBS Championship. I don't know that Layla's going to win, but it'll be the next chapter as perhaps Mercedes descends into madness. ROH World Tag Team Championship. New champs, Sammy Guevara, Beast Mortos, defeated Dynamite Kid Tom Billington. And Priest win the titles. And Eddie Kingston defeated Josh Woods. It was fine. I don't know. I mean, I feel like Ring of Honor should be the place for guys like Josh Woods to win. But need to put over Kingston. Kingston called out Samoa Joe as he hit the DDT and pin Woods for the victory. Gearing up for winter is coming as Samoa Joe defends the AEW World title against Eddie Kingston. ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Championship, Shane Taylor Promotions defeated the Skyflight team to retain the titles. Taylor cracked Darius Mark with a KO punch of the ropes, and Dean scored the pin to win. I thought maybe Skyflight, because they got the new push with Christopher Daniels and such, they might win the titles, but alas, it was not to be. AEW National Championship, no surprise, Ricochet defeated Dalton Castle to retain the title. Poor Dalton Castle. Outside, Ricochet shoved one of the boys at Castle, and Castle tended to his boy. Upon re-entry to the ring, Ricochet blasted the spirit gun to him. ROH World Championship. The survival of the fittest. It's kind of funny. Blake Christian came out with an ice cream mask styled after Bandidos, and instead of a handkerchief that hangs down, the bottom of his mask looked like the cone of an ice cream cone. Kind of funny. Commander pinned Sammy Guevara first, the Celita Lindo. Hechicero pinned Beast Mortos with the head scissors driver. I thought Blake Christian might make it to the end. He looked great, I thought, tonight. I thought he was very much star of the match. Blake Christian pinned Commander with the lethal injection. There was kind of a scary Commander Bandido spot, kind of a standing toss mover. Commander barely made it over the top rope, but it could have gone ugly. Bandido pinned to Blake Christian with the up and over roll up and kind of upset Christian, who then attacked and injured Bandido's arm on his way out of the ring, which allowed Hechicero, their last two Hechicero, Bandido to work on Bandido's shoulder and arm. In the end, Bandido rallied, showed his heart at the big comeback, Poison Rana, and around the world roll-up to win and retained his title. Afterwards, Bandido celebrated with Brody King and Commander. Survival match went 27 minutes, but you got, you know, five guys in the match. The main event, Athena defeated Persephone to retain her ROH Women's Championship, but Persephone did great. Athena's great. There wasn't anything wrong with the match. It just, I agree with Tiger Maker 100 that Final Battle was a good show, solid wrestling, but the main event did not need to go 27 minutes. It just felt like too much as far as, things go. But anyway, I finished the O-Face and Flying Stunner for the win. It was a good finish, but the Forever Champ, the match took forever as Athena celebrated the end with Diamante and Billy Starks to close the show. But I think it would have made more of a statement if it was more around 17 to 20 minutes, but I guess they wanted Persephone to, look strong. She looked great. Thought she looked great. We'll see if she sticks around and does more stuff in AEW and Ring of Honor. TNA Final Resolution Friday night. We'll give you a couple of spoilers, then just the matches, no results. So only a few spoilers. We had pre-show, Cedric Alexander taking on Eric Young. And then, I guess the biggest spoiler of the night, Stax, formerly Channing Stax Lorenzo, beat Steve Macklin to win the international title using Lexus King's walking stick. I guess the other thing is, after the tag team match, The Righteous debuted as well. And they got some who are you chance of things, which is unfortunate because I think The Righteous are really good. They've just kind of had a streak of some unfortunate events that have kept them, I think, from achieving the full potential. Also appearing on the show as a team, C.W. Anderson. Yes, that C.W. Anderson. Brock Anderson and Bear Bronson. They faced Moose, Brian Myers, and Eddie Edwards on the pre-show. Other big matches without spoilers. Santana versus Charlie Dempsey on the pre-show. The Inspiration versus Tessa Blanchard and Victoria Crawford for the Knockouts Tag Team titles. Mance Warner versus Matt Cardona in a street fight. The new Knockouts champ, Lei Ling Yi Lee, took on Zaya Brookside for the Knockouts title. Order 4 versus the Rascals in an 8-man tag. The Hardys put up the tag team titles against Tyson DuPont and Tyra Gateway. X Division champ, Leon Slater versus AJ Francis and JDC, the former Johnny Curtis and Fandango, challenged Frankie Kazarian for the world title. And then after the world title match, there was a big brawl at the end with TNA and NXT talent going at it. And I guess the big news is that authority figure Santino Morella was knocked out by his daughter's fiance and new international champion Stax, which is going to make for an awkward Christmas, I guess. Maybe Boxing Day. I think Santino lives in Canada, doesn't he? Maybe Boxing Day. Anyway, Thursday, it's Danny Luna versus Indy Hartwell in a dog collar match. They also announced that TNA Genesis is going to take place Saturday, January 17th in 2026 in the Curtis Caldwell Center in Garland, Texas, suburb of Dallas. Presale will be held Tuesday, December 9th. Tickets going on sale to the general public on December 11th. And the event will be available on pay-per-view in addition to streaming on TNA Plus. And the next ROH show is going to be on December 26th, the Boxing Day Brawl. So, very Canadian. Maybe they'll have a big bonham ringside at the Boxing Day Brawl. SmackDown Friday night, they did Survivor Series highlights. And the highlights always look great. I mean, in this stadium, Survivor Series looked amazing. Maybe the best looking Survivor Series ever. But the matches were kind of whatever. Open up the show. Alexa and Charlotte are walking. Kabuki Warriors are walking. LA Knight is not only walking, he's wearing a cowboy hat. It's like Malibu Stacy. Ooh, he's got a new cowboy hat. Gunther's walking. Drew McIntyre is getting out of his truck, arguing with Nick Aldis. Says, unsuspend me, I won at Survivor Series. Aldis says he's still suspended. Then Drew gets back in his truck and suddenly he's attacked by Cody, who's in the passenger seat. It's kind of funny. Revenge for, I guess, the attack in his bus. Cody stomps right to the ring, gets on the mic, and yells at Aldis to reinstate McIntyre. Drew broke the unwritten rules. So unwritten, I've never heard of it. The unwritten rule by breaking into his bus where his child and wife sleeps. It's going to stump Drew like a cockroach. Backstage, Motor City Machine Gun still holding Axiom's mask. Tomas Ciampa wants the U.S. title. Carmelo Hayes says, well, too bad. He's got next. So it's Ilya Dragunov versus Carmelo Hayes. And they do a video. The Terror Twins. Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley. They're back next week. Mixed tag. Zelina and Aleister Black. I'll bet you Damian's super happy because he was super over when he was part of the Terror Twins. They split them up and he kind of lost all momentum. So, Royal Rumble's going to be in Riyadh. Everyone's excited. So we had the U.S. title match, Ilya Dragunov defending against Carmelo Hayes. Look, I think Ilya Dragunov, he has the same match every week. It's a great match, but it's the same. Talk about that and more. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, running down last night's SmackDown. Dreading next year when SmackDown goes back to 3 hours. Anyway, Ilya Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes, they kind of teased the finish earlier when Ciampa was mad that Carmelo had the next title shot. Ciampa comes out, pushes Hayes off the top rope. Dragunov and the ref didn't see it, and giving Dragunov the victory without realizing it. And when he saw the replay, as he's walking to the back, Dragunov was very upset. Lexa and Charlotte are interviewed. Charlotte said she did Survivor Series for Lexi because she needed her. Very heel-like, I thought, for Charlotte. By the way, God, Charlotte's abs, wow, she's very lean. The video of last time tournament, LA Knight talks to us. He wants to beat John Cena. He's an unstoppable force like Gunther's never seen. And he does the Matthew, all right, all right, all right. So, okay. Video superstar saying John Cena's the greatest. It's Kairi Sane versus Alexa Bliss. Sane was very sassy during this match. Sane stomps on Alexa, who's holding onto the ropes. And she was holding onto the ropes forever. Hate that spot. Sister Abigail, Asuka tries to distract Charlotte with the kick. Alexa blocks the elbow. It's the Sister Abigail for the win. 1, 2, 3 on Kairi Sane. Nia Jax and Lash Legend after the match attack Alexa and Charlotte. Asuka kicks Lash. Nia powerbombs Charlotte, and Lash and Nia hold the tag team titles. You know, a lot of people talking about age in WWE, and you can see right now they're building for the future. Putting Lash with Nia Jax, teaching her how to wrestle as a giant, you know, she's going to learn under the learning tree of Nia Jax. That's obviously building for the future. You can see other things like it's happening on Saturday night's main event and such. And I don't know, people always complain about age. I just don't see it as a major issue right now. Cody and Nick Aldis meet with Ricky Saints and Obafemi. Tell them whomever wins today, the title match at Deadline will face Cody on Saturday night's main event. Nia and Lash Legend, they got revenge for Asuka missing Lash at War Games, and now they're coming for the tag team titles. Video recap of Chelsea Green getting attacked by Jade during her title celebration. Jade Cargill versus Alba Fyre. Chelsea ringside. Chelsea slaps Jade, and suddenly Julia appears. Chases Chelsea backstage, and Jade takes over, pins Alba Fyre with Jade. So looks like Julia is still in the hunt. Fraxium wants the Motor City Machine Guns. Ilya Dragunov wants Ciampa next week. And then Tama Tonga again stares down Dragunov. So there's a match in the very near future. B-Fab and Meechan are now friends. Good for them. Meechan also has a kendo stick. Good for her. They confront Jade backstage. And Jade is going to ask Nick Aldis for a match. Solo and the MFTs. The MFTs have no makeup. Solo addresses the Wyatt Six. Uncle Howdy's been watching them. They want the tag team titles, the MFTs do. Solo points to the sky, obviously meaning Bray Wyatt, the late Bray, says he's going to take everything. Howdy doesn't deserve the name Wyatt. And all Solo has to do is believe. Bo Dallas, Uncle Howdy's former kid. Lights go out. Wyatt Six are lined up outside the ring. MFTs are lined up outside the ring for some reason. Anyway, Howdy's face to face with Solo in the center of the ring. Brawl ensues. Tama Tonga eventually. Everyone powders out, and Tama Tonga is now face to face against Eric Rowan. As Brian calls him the Vintner. They exchange blows. Tama Tonga bails out, leaving Roa Rowan and the Wyatt Six standing tall. Backstage, Miz tells Aldis he should be the focus of Saturday night's main event. Bayley's backstage. We also find out that Bayley is going to face Sol Ruka at Saturday night's main event. They also hint that Bayley may be at NXT deadline. Wonder if Sol's going to pin Bayley on Saturday night's main event. Wonder. Anyway, Gunther, a great promo. He's going to beat Knight and Cena. His condolences to everyone. And he wants Cena to pay attention how he beats LA Knight tonight. Video from Aleister Black and Zelina. They're not afraid of the Terror Twins. Mixed tag team match next week. Also, Ciampa versus Dragunov and Alexa Bliss takes on Lash Legend. Main event time. LA Knight and Gunther. Knight looked strong, looked really strong against Gunther. But eventually, he tapped to Gunther's cravat stretch. Gunther again. Another great tournament match. I mean, he's been great in this tournament. He's been the star. But what do you do with him at WrestleMania? Does he, I don't know, kind of feels like he's the odd man out with Punk and Cody. Unless they put him in the three-way. Does he face Brock? What does he... I don't know, but this is interesting. I saw this on Squared Circle. But as the show came to a close, as I mentioned, Gunther promised to end John Cena's career by making him tap. Now, according to this person who posted on Squared Circle Reddit, John Cena hasn't submitted in a televised match since No Way Out 2004. 21 years ago. Amazing. And it's only one of three submission losses in Cena's entire career. And here are the three. Kurt Angle, he submitted it. No Mercy, 2003. Chris Benoit, after a match in 2003, after Big Show interfered, that was on SmackDown. And again, Kurt Angle, No Way Out, in a triple threat match that involved the Big Show in 2004. So that'd be pretty amazing. Quite a mark. And I wouldn't be surprised if John Cena did that to get Gunther over. So, CMLL, Friday Night Arena Mexico, they honored Diana Linares, who's the 1 millionth ticket holder, bought the 1 millionth ticket to Arena Mexico. She was presented with a custom championship belt. Lucha Blog said she wasn't very surprised, so maybe they told her in advance. Main event, Silverado Jr. and Defunto defeated Mystico and Mascara Dorada. And also in the semi, Titan Templario and Neon defeated Volador Jr., Averno, and Barbaro Cavanario. NXT Deadline tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Peacock. Ricky Saints versus Obafemi, NXT Championship, and the winner faces Cody Rhodes next week on the big Saturday night's main event. Men's Iron Survivor match gets an NXT title match at New Year's Evil. Javon Evans, Leon Slater, Joe Hendry is first. PLE is a member of the NXT WWE roster. Dion Lennox and Miles Bourne, and whomever scores the most falls in 25 minutes wins the match. Women's Iron Survivor. Sol Ruka. I wonder, since she appeared on SmackDown, if she might be the favorite. We'll see. Lola Vice, Kalani Jordan, Jordan Grace, and Kendall Gray again. Most falls in 25 minutes wins. Tatum Baxley versus Izzy Dame with Sean Spears, who haven't seen in a while, and Nico Vance. And for the NXT North American title, Ethan Page versus Mr. Iguana. That should be a lot of fun. Ethan Page has been really great. Mr. Iguana, what can you say? So this could be a lot of fun. Don't expect title change, but you never know. I want to mention on Thanksgiving Eve, as I told you, November 26th, landed in Nashville to spend Thanksgiving with our friends in Tennessee. And by coincidence, AEW was in town, and my friends decided they wanted to go. They wanted to see me in my element, which scares me. That's all they think of me. And because my wife loves a theme, everyone got to wear t-shirts. So she and her best friend were the Outrunners because they think they're a tag team and they like the 80s. Their daughter, we gave her Tony Storm, which, you know, the chin out, boobs out, watch for the shoe. Her daughter didn't really get that. But once she saw Tony come out, got a promo of Mox and Marina, she thought Tony was pretty cool. She even wore the shirt again before I left. Her husband, he's retired military, so we got a red, white, and blue AEW logo. I chose Beast Mortos because he's awesome. None of them had been to live wrestling before. I sat next to the husband, able to explain some things, so that helped. He's from Louisville, loves the University of Kentucky, especially basketball. When they taped Ring of Honor before Dynamite, I forgot, or maybe they didn't even realize, Billy Starks is from Louisville, so he was cheering on her, and it was a bonus. Billy beat Yuka Sakazaki to advance in the peer tournament. But they watched the show, loved it, which really kind of surprised me. Even Justin Roberts was nice enough to come over and take a picture with them. Tony Schiavone came by, said hi. They didn't know Tony, which kind of surprised me because he's been on TV forever. But Tony was hilarious. He introduced himself. He goes, "Hi, I'm Jim Ross." Very funny. But, you know, the wife and wife's friend, my wife's friend, Deanna, and her daughter were pretty quiet until David Arquette appeared at the taping. But days later, we were ready to leave. And my wife always asks, "What were your three favorite things about the trip?" And all of them listed going to wrestling. They love the athleticism and some of the characters. And, you know, I think a lot of people have preconceived notions of wrestling because probably from WWE whenever they watched it years ago. They thought AEW was pretty cool, which, you know, made me happy because, I would have felt guilty if they'd been bored and I made him sit through the whole thing. But the group was getting tired, so right when Collision was starting, they let me go backstage, talk to a couple of people, including Tony Khan, took a picture. Saw Christopher Daniels, my mortal enemy, from Defy. What a great guy he is. Love Christopher Daniels. And my wife got a picture with the Outrunners. She was wearing her Outrunner shirt, so I love that. But it was kind of funny that we left and nobody turned in any spoilers for Collision. And I mentioned to Dave and Brian that probably wasn't staying for Collision, so don't expect spoilers from me. But I left, no one turned in real spoilers, and some people sent in bogus spoilers, which, you know, felt like that was my fault. We were tired, it's a long day, I didn't want to make my wife sit through that. I would have otherwise, because it looked like a pretty solid show. But I mean, just Kevin Knight was amazing. Darby got injured. Just some great matches. Loved the whole show. Tell you what, the Pinnacle, a place in Nashville, is a great venue for watching wrestling. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning?
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. I want to welcome Michael Mathis, 2499, brand new YouTube member. Appreciate you being here. Someone also wants to know if Tony was still scared for his life. I'll tell you what, when I went backstage, it's during Collision, it is so freaking dark back there. I was scared I was going to trip over everything. And I do want to mention, when I was back there, standing next to Tony, he was sitting down running the show. Claudio came up, and I'm just standing there like nobody, and he introduces us, I say, hi. I'm sure he couldn't even see me, but Claudio mentioned how excited he was to go to Mexico and wrestle at Arena Mexico, and this was obviously before he won the CMLL heavyweight title, which I didn't even think about. And I go, yeah, I mean, dude, you believe you deserve to be on an international platform. You're so versatile. And, you know, you can do it all. And he goes, you know, it's one of the reasons that he signed, he said, with AEW, so he could do all of these, wrestle in all these different places and different opponents and different styles. So I thought that was pretty cool. But lots of wrestling tonight. Deadline should be good. Also, Mox versus Takeshita. Should be a lot of fun as well. And don't forget, check out my social or Scott Fishman on X, SM Fishman, to sign up for the raffle for a personally autographed copy of Natalya Neidhart's brand new book. It's a great book, very blunt about some things that happen. And again, you can get it personally autographed or get it autographed as a gift for one of your friends. So check it out. I'll have it on my socials. Scott Fishman has it on his. And again, every dime goes to the YMCA of Central Florida. Scott's getting no money. I'm getting no money. It's all for kids in need and their programs. So sign up for the holidays and do a good thing about the kids of Central Florida and keep them active and doing positive things. All right. I should be back next week. Maybe it'll be a recorded show. Maybe it's, I forget. Anyway, have a great week. Enjoy wrestling tonight. And we'll talk to you next time. And remember, it's only wrestling. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.